Paul Ramo, broadcasting from the Stevens County Fair here in Morris. Been a lot of fair interviews since the fair started on Wednesday. Of course, we are located in the Lee Community Center here, our Q92 booth, and the fair is just about wrapping up here, but still time to come on down and say hi and register for the many prizes we'll be giving away. Well, we have a special guest in our booth, and I interviewed her last year, and Bree Cullough joins me. Bree was last year's Miss Moore. I'll let you say it.
Miss Midwest.
Miss Midwest.
Yes.
Okay. And Bree and I, of course, are related. We're cousins in a way, right?
Yes. Yes, we are.
Okay. Well, thanks for stopping by the booth.
Yeah, absolutely. I love doing these. They're so much fun.
Yeah. Well, last year at this time, I just showed you my Facebook memory page. You know, you hadn't gone to the Miss Minnesota pageant yet. And what was your year like as Miss Midwest, Bree?
My year as Miss Midwest was so much fun. And overall, Miss Minnesota was so much fun. It was so cool to meet all these different girls from around the state that all had something that they cared so much about and all these different talents.
All right. Now, that Miss Minnesota pageant, that's not just a day long, it's like week, isn't it? Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, it's a whole week, and once you check in, you are there, and you are there to stay, so you better have all your stuff with you. It's a lot of fun, and it can be a little bit stressful, and you get very, very tired by day two.
Right?
Yes.
They keep you busy then? Like, what do they have you do?
You do a lot of rehearsal to like learn the dance and learn how production is gonna go, and you have to practice your talent and all that, but you also get to do a lot of fun stuff with the sponsors. So like we go out and we have dinners with people and just kind of get to know one another.
Now you have, let's more about the Miss Minnesota pageant. There's interviews to be done. Talk about that. Was that really nerve-wracking?
Interviews are actually something that I really enjoy, which is why I enjoy this so much. So those panel of judges, they were so nice and they were awesome. On my paperwork, I had written down that my favorite movie is Mamma Mia, which I know that you know. So in my interview, one of the guys actually asked me, he was like, okay, I have a quote from Mamma Mia. He's like, you gotta finish it. And I was like, oh no. So he said it to me and I was like, crap, this is from the second one, not the first one.
Oh.
So I had him re-say it and I did end up getting it. So I was pretty proud of myself for that.
What was it? Do you remember? Remember what it was?
No, I don't.
Okay. Yeah, so he was asking about the second Mamma Mia then.
Yes, he was, which I know far less well than the first one.
I love the first one. The first one's by far the best.
Yes. Cher is good in the second one, though. I enjoy her.
Okay. Talk more about the Miss Minnesota pageant. You had your whole family there. What was it like being on stage in front of... First of all, tell us where it was at.
It was in Welch, Minnesota at Treasure Island Casino Resort, which was a really cool complex to be at because you were kind of all there. I know in the previous years they've had to take buses to the church that they used to do it at. So it was nice to just kind of walk down and it was really relaxed.
Okay, good. So talk about your talent that you did for Miss Minnesota pageant and fitness routine. How'd that go?
Yeah, so my talent was So God Made a Farmer by Paul Harvey, which has always really spoken to me and my family because we do farm, and that was kind of the whole basis of my social impact. So that was a lot of fun. It went really, really well. I really enjoyed it. People in the crowd really enjoyed it. I got a lot of compliments on my hat flick that I did.
Oh,
it's kind of a signature for me now.
Awesome. Yeah, you're wearing a cowboy cap when you do that.
Yes, yes, I do.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a few teary-eyed. That's a teary-eyed routine, right?
Yes, absolutely. Especially when I did it in Morris. I actually rewrote it to So God Made a Farmer's Daughter, kind of a little tribute to my dad. So I think there were a lot of people in the crowd that really enjoyed that.
Good. Yeah, that's very good. Whose idea was that?
It was mine. I actually didn't tell anybody about it until the night of, and okay. My family didn't know, so it was a little bit of a surprise for them.
That's
yeah.
Great. Awesome. Awesome. How the fitness routine? What do you do for fitness?
Fitness is something that I was not super excited about because I had never done it before because we didn't have to do it at my local.
Okay.
So it went really well. It was kind of fun to get out there and just kind of walk around and show off for no reason.
Awesome. And then they do an evening gown too or not?
Yes. Okay. I loved my evening gown. It was It was tight and blue, but it had a big thing of feathers that went up side. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that.
What, do you go shopping for that? Do you have sponsors for that? Or how does that work?
You pick your own dress?
Yep, I picked out my own dress. It was kind of a whole day that my mom and I dedicated towards it. Tried on way too many dresses.
So the overall experience was really good then?
Yes, it was awesome. Very much fun.
And what made it more fun, you know, if you couldn't get Miss Minnesota, your friend did.
Yeah, I was cheering her on. I was so excited for her. There's videos of me when she gets crowned.
Oh, really?
I just jumped straight into the air. I was so excited.
Yeah. Angelina Amerigo is her name. And she was what, Miss Morris? Or?
She was Miss West Central.
Miss West Central.
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, we're in our fair booth here, and her father's in our booth next to us.
Yep, he's
neat,
I can see him from here.
Yeah, he's pretty neat.
He is. He's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right. So, overall experience, just some highlights that you can take away for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. I would say the highlights are the Morris Area Committee. They are so awesome and so nice, and they are so helpful. And then also the girls that you meet at Miss Minnesota. There's nothing like a group of girls that knows how to be expressive. You're all just best friends immediately, and it's so much fun.
Yep.
Yeah, you remember that for the rest of your life, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, Bree, I know I interviewed you last year here at the fair, and I want to thank you for spotting me at the fair here. Otherwise, this would have never probably happened.
Right. I had to come check your booth out.
Yep, it was awesome.
So congratulations on being Miss Midwest. And, we've got a new girl that's representing that now.
Yes, Taryn. She's awesome. Her and I are a lot alike. We both like farming.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I interviewed her, I think, on Thursday here. So, yeah, she's pretty excited.
She is. She's awesome.
All right.
All right. So what are you up to now?
I will be going back to school in Sioux Falls here next week for nursing. So I'm pretty excited about that. Okay. Next chapter in my life.
All right.
Real good, Bree. Hey, thanks a lot for stopping by the booth. I appreciate that. And as I always end my interviews, what's your favorite fair food here at the Stephens County Fair?
Well, my favorite fair food here is the fries at the wrestling stand, but I haven't had any yet, and I heard they're out already, so I'm a little sad about that.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Well, yeah, there's always next year.
Right, absolutely.
All right, thanks, Bree.
Yes, thank you.
Bree Colliff visiting with me here in the Q92 booth at the Stephens County Fair as we're kind of wrapping up the fair here. And don't forget tomorrow or Monday afternoon at 4:15, we'll draw all the winners that registered in our registration box here at our fair booth here at the Stephens County Fair.